go to our website, usaradio.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, welcome back to the program. Time to get it all started. Bucket Strategy Investing. And we got a lot of buckets to talk about today. I'm Johnny Dean, here with us once again from Lucia Capital Group is also our professor, Rick Plum, our Brain Trust Advisor in Chief. Now, I mentioned strategy, and this really does ultimately lead into buckets. We're going to get things going with a discussion on the different types of strategies that you might use for what we would call the two different phases of your financial life. And there are two. There should be anyway. You have the accumulation phase, which speaks for itself, and the distribution phase. Now, of course, that makes sense, right? Part of your life requires you to accumulate money so that you have something to spend in retirement. Many people spend a good 30, 40 years doing that. A strategy, of course, is required for that. Now, there's the other side, the distribution phase. What about that? That's where you're taking the money out. And the strategies that you use for the distribution phase will not be the same strategies that you use for the accumulation phase. If they are, then you're probably doing it incorrectly. And I would suggest that many people do it incorrectly because they've been advised to do so. They've been advised the easy way out. So we're going to tell you all about this coming up here in just a couple of moments. We will, of course, talk about anything else that's on your mind, whatever's related to finance. You give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER. You can ask us your money questions. That's 877-752-6637. You can also email us here in the studio. You go to our website, wealthed.com. You go to the link where it says Find Your Answer on the upper part of the page. Now, Professor Rick Plum, here with us again from Lucia Capital Group. He's a certified financial planner, and he is, of course, our main brain trust advisor. Once again, Rick's here to answer your questions. Keep this in mind. If you want to talk to any bucket strategy advisor about your portfolio, you give the advisors at Lucia Capital Group a call at 800-644-1150, the off-air number. You should take advantage of the advice and the experience of the brain trust. You're going to hear it today, by the way, some of the strategy stuff, why it's important that you have an advisor working for you, somebody who knows how this stuff works. You're trying to do this on your own, there's a very good chance, I hate to say it, very good chance that you could mess it up. And by the way, you don't want to have to worry about this stuff. You really don't want to have to worry about this stuff. You know? I mean, you, especially if you're retired, you want to go off doing the things that you're doing. You want to go, you know, visit folks, travel. You want to see the grandkids or whatever it is that you want to do in your retirement. You don't want to be thinking about, gee, I hope my next check is going to come in next month. How am I going to meet my bills? So, that's why we're here, and that's why we do what we do on this program. Don't try this at home, folks. Your buckets plan should be tailored to meet your unique goals, and this is an important part of the process. No two plans are ever alike, and no one piece of advice is ever right for every single person, right? Number once again at Lucia Capital Group. Talk to the advisors off the air. The Brain Trust, 800-644-1150. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. So I say there are two phases of somebody's financial life, Professor Plum. I think you would agree.
Well, there has to be an accumulation phase, because if you don't have an accumulation phase, the second phase of life, the distribution phase, is going to be very short-lived. There's nothing to distribute. So you have to have the two different sides of the equation. You have to first accumulate assets so that you can later distribute them to yourself in retirement.
Yes. Now, if you get the distribution part of it wrong, then whatever you did during the accumulation phase...
Well, you can shortchange yourself very quickly.
Absolutely.
By not doing each phase correctly. Obviously, the biggest mistake and one of the biggest things that people are facing right now is they don't accumulate enough assets. And if you don't accumulate enough assets, no strategy that you apply after you retire and you turn into the distribution phase is going to help you. I mean, you've got to get the accumulation phase correct. You've got to save some money. And everybody knows the answer to this. When is the best time to start? Early as possible. And in fact, you know, I get some different trade magazines and trade publications about 401ks, and they're noticing now that some of these auto enrollments and auto escalations on the percentages that people are doing are actually showing some increases in the average account size balance across the board on different ages, mostly younger that's going on. But it's helping. And why is it helping? Because they're doing it. They're accumulating. And the reality is, even accumulating the wrong way, the quote-unquote wrong way, is still accumulating is going to be better than not saving at all. I've had people tell me that 401ks are just, they're expensive, they're no good, they don't help. That's not true. They do help because you're saving something. Even if you don't invest it perfectly, even if you can't time the market exactly, nobody can. Even as long as you're saving, you're going to accumulate some assets. Now, the big question is, will there be enough? And how? And are there ways to take that ongoing savings, hopefully you're doing it ongoing, and make it more efficient? Well, there may be ways to make that happen. But just saving and starting is the best thing to do, because otherwise, accumulation phase doesn't happen. And if accumulation phase doesn't happen, distribution phase doesn't happen. So starting early, you know, save early, save often. Now, a lot of people, when they do the accumulation phase, and actually the accumulation phase is easier than the distribution phase when it comes to strategic planning, because we are, by our very nature, using a dollar cost averaging aspect. We're actually, you know, most people that do the 401k, especially the people that use the auto enrollment, the auto escalators, are paying very little attention, which for most people is a good thing. You don't want to micromanage it, or at least most people shouldn't be micromanaging. A lot of people will micromanage and do the wrong things at the wrong times. Putting money in every paycheck, every pay period, and letting it grow, and especially when you're 20 and 30 and you've got 30 and 40 years for this money to potentially accumulate, it will help you a lot down the line, because it does help. You're going to be able to accumulate at least some amount of money. Now, where people tend to make mistakes is that they act like human beings. They act emotional. They get scared. They get greedy. They start playing with their allocation, even though they've got 20 years, 30 years away. Start playing with their allocation.
You mean they act like actual human beings? And yes. They get involved with their money and they start thinking,
they get emotional about their money.
And they say, I think I'm afraid, whatever. All
right. I need to sell out when the market's going down. And wow, it's on fire. It's going up really well. Now I need to get in. That's where you need to step away and let the things handle themselves.
And that's where a strategy comes into place. We're going to talk more about this. Want to take some phone calls. We still have two lines open, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We'll take care of at least one or two calls here before the break. So let's get moving along with Raj in Cupertino, California. Hi, Raj.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question regarding this 401k max limit. So I had somebody told me, after you contribute pre-tax max of 18K, you are allowed up to 53,000 of post-tax money that you can put into 401k. So I wasn't sure what are the conditions. Who's eligible for those?
Well, it's not actually, the 53,000 is at the very top end. And it depends on how much overall income you have determines whether you can get that high on the area. Now, the first issue is, your company's 401k plan has to allow for additional contributions, additional after-tax contributions. And if your plan doesn't allow it, then it doesn't matter what the limits are. The limit's $18,000.
Does your plan allow that?
Yes. My company allows post-tax money on top of pre-tax.
Okay. Now, whether you can get to the 53 depends on how much money you're making, so that's up to you and your employer, and maybe you can get a raise and say, I need to put money. So now if you have that ability, the money goes in pre-tax for the first $18,000. The money goes in post-tax, which means you don't get the deduction for it, but it goes into the traditional account. It's not going into a Roth account. It's going into a traditional 401k type of account, and it grows tax deferred, and the earnings on those after-tax contributions will ultimately come out as a taxable event. It becomes part of your 401k balance, part of the tax deferred balance. And so when it ultimately comes out, it will be taxable. Now, when you leave employment, you will have basically two types of money in the account. You're going to have a cumulative contribution total of after-tax money, and you're going to have everything else. All the pre-tax and all the earnings are on the other side of the equation. When you leave employment, thankfully the IRS has given us very nice guidelines on this starting about 2014, and so when you leave employment, you can take, as long as you take a complete distribution of the plan, you can have all the pre-tax money, everything that has not yet been taxed, all of that can be sent to a traditional IRA or to a new employer's 401k or something of that nature. It can be rolled over to another traditional type of an account. The after-tax money, the cumulative contributions on the after-tax side, not the earnings, can be rolled directly to a Roth IRA. And so it does help quite a bit in that area. I like it when you're not going to be doing it for 40 years, because I don't want to build up all those earnings in the pre-tax side where otherwise. But I think it's great for somebody who's 5 to 10 years out from leaving employment and can build up some Roth money that way without actually having a Roth contribution.
That's a great point. Thanks a lot, Professor. I had a question. So does it depend on whether the employer is in W-2 or 1099, or does it depend on anything on that?
Well, 1099 means you're a self-employed individual, so that means you don't have an employer other than yourself. You have to be an employee of the company to have the 401k.
Yeah, hey, Raj, listen, I got to take a break. If you want to hang on and get some more information on this, or if you have another question, hold on. We can bring you back on the other side. If not, or we can talk to you off the air. Stick around, 877-PLANNER. James in Las Vegas, we'll get to your question as well. Don't go away. It looks like still two lines open, so give us a call with your money question. We will talk to you about whatever is on your mind. Issues and answers when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Goop. Gunk. Sludge, whatever you want to call it. It's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil Conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Planner, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Taking your calls, talking to you about any aspect of finance that's on your mind. We're happy to talk to everybody. If you're on hold, don't go away. We will get to everyone who is waiting. And we will also get to more of this accumulation and distribution strategies, because it's not only important, but it's something that you should keep in mind, that if your advisor doesn't know how to help you with this stuff, I would suggest you get a different advisor. Okay, let's move along. James is up next in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, James.
Hi, gentlemen. My wife is 68, and I am 59, excuse me. And she retired in 64, at 64, and she is collecting Social Security. With the Medicare Part B, she's not using that. She's just using my primary insurance. The question I have is, will she be penalized when I retire and we need to start using Medicare Part B and my primary insurance as a backup?
Now, your primary insurance, is it through an employer's group plan?
Yes, sir.
Then she will not be penalized. As long as you're covered by current employment health coverage through the group plan at work, or you're covered by as a spouse under a worker's current employment is key, health coverage through a group plan at work, then that is an exception to the requirement that you sign up for Medicare Part B right at age 65, and it's an exception to the ongoing increase in premiums for waiting to sign up for Medicare Part B. Now, once you either terminate employment or they terminate the plan, whichever happens first, she has an open window of 8 or 9 months, I think it is, to be able to apply for Medicare Part B and tell them about the exemption so that she can just pick up the premium at that time without any penalty payments.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that, because I remember you guys talking about the penalties.
Yeah, the penalty is pretty strict. It's 10% for each open enrollment that you miss. And so if you sign up, in her case, I mean, when you signed up at 65 or something, you know, she'd be in her 70s. It could be almost double what anybody else would pay, ignoring the fact that, you know, high-income people, I'm just talking about regular Medicare, instead of being like 120, it could be like 250.
Now, you're going to be working, and she'll be on your plan for the next several years, I would assume. Right, James?
Yes, the next 6 years, and then I'm going to retire in 6 years, and so I should be okay with that. We wouldn't pay a penalty.
No, you won't pay a penalty because you're covered by current employment group coverage. Now,
yeah.
I've seen it where people think they're covered by group coverage, but they buy individual coverage and the employer just pays for it. This usually happens in smaller plans where it's just being reimbursed by the employer, but it's actually an individual plan. That doesn't cut it. It's got to be a group plan through the employer.
Which yours is.
Yes, it is. I pay a little bit of a premium, but they pay most of it, and it is for a plan.
No, that counts. That works, James.
Okay, thank you very much, and I appreciate you guys so much, and I'm looking forward to when I get ready to retire, looking at annuities through your group.
So, well, let's put the strategy together in place so that when you get ready to retire, you don't have to worry about what's available, what's not available, what the market do, not do. You know, the time to do strategic planning is not the day you retire. The time to do strategic planning is ahead of time.
Yes, sir. I have a great 401k and a little bit of a pension in place, but the third thing I want to do is look at an annuity,
okay,
too.
Well, that's
the three sources of income.
Yeah, that's great. It's, what I like about you, James, is you're thinking ahead, and you're doing this on the Medicare, and you're doing this with your 401k. I think that's great.
Yes, and I learned all this from you guys, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, James. We appreciate the call. Glad to be of service.
We've got a couple offices in Las Vegas that can help him.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. They talk to people all the time in Las Vegas. And this is another good thing about this, because having a plan, having a strategy, you just said that. That is key. If you're just going in not thinking about it, or you just enter retirement and say, now I guess I need to start thinking about a strategy, sometimes it's much more difficult.
Well, there were a lot of people, especially back before 2008 crash, you know, they were thinking they were going to retire at 2010, but they didn't have a plan. They didn't know what was going on. They were going to retire in 2007, 2008, 2009. Didn't have a plan until they get to retirement, when they say, oh, now I'll reallocate. But in 2009, 2010, their 401k was 30% less than it was a year before.
That's
now
right.
They may not have enough money to retire like they wanted to.
That's why we help you out. That's why the folks at Lucia Capital Group help you out. They do this every single day. You know, I said this before, you don't want to have to worry about this, all right? You know what's more fun, Professor Plum, in retirement? Collecting your check.
And doing anything else.
Anything else except thinking about money. All right. And by the way, speaking of looking ahead, let's go to Steve in Los Angeles. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
My question is, on your accumulation, when can we ever say enough is good to retire? I'm 56. I've accumulated about 1.5 million here, and my house is paid for.
Wow.
And then when I'm 61, I can collect a $30,000 a year pension from work, and I have another $140,000 in an individual account plan there. But I kind of want to leave work now.
Well, yeah, how much? Are you married or single?
I'm single with no kids and low expenses. And
let's say you leave work.
Oh, man.
How much do you need to be able to spend on any given year?
Well, I don't spend much. I guess I resist buying a lot. But, you know, if I just fund myself for $40,000 or $50,000 a year, and even until I'm 61, then I have another $30,000.
And then at 62, you'll have some Social Security as well, right?
Yeah, after that, I guess if I wait a little while, so I can either collect the maximum amount or just collect less with the prorated down.
So let's get crazy for a minute. You get a little out of control and you spend more than you think. How much, you know, you think for, let's say you spent $60,000 a year, would that be, you know, out of line to say that maybe?
Yeah, I wouldn't even spend that now unless I bought a new pickup, which I haven't done for years either anyway.
Okay, well, you need to go out and buy a new pickup. That's just coming from me. Trucks rule, okay?
Okay.
And you can do this. $1.5 million. Now, the hard part is that $1.5 million in assets, is that all 401k? Is it IRA? Where's the money at?
No, I have an IRA that I started myself, and then I have an annuity I bought, but it's just accumulating. I don't add any into it.
Right.
About $125,000. The IRA is about $180,000, and the rest is just in index funds that I still
do a monthly exchange. Those are not in tax-deferred accounts. They're not in IRAs, 401ks, or other things, right?
No, those aren't.
Good, because you're 56. Those would have limits on your ability to access the money. You are working right now because you love work. You're working right now because you don't know what else to do. It's not because you're not financially independent. $1.5 million, you could, you know, take $60,000, $70,000 a year out, especially if all you're doing it is for the next 4 or 5 years, until you pick up your Social Security, not your Social Security, your pension of $30,000, and then all you're doing is taking $30,000 out of the portfolio. Then you pick up your Social Security, now you're only taking $15,000 out of the portfolio. Yeah, you're going to have a hard time spending this much money. You are what I would call financially independent, if it's done right. You just need to allocate it correctly, put your plan in place, so that when you decide you have a bad day at work, you can, you know, basically sing them that old country song, take this job and you know what. And you can then turn the spigot on, have, you know, $4,000 a month, $5,000 a month deposited in your checking account every month, go out, Go look now, for the trucks. Go have fun. Go do whatever you need to do.
Steve, you're 56 years old. I want you to mess this up. You got to be careful. Hold on a second. We can talk to you a little bit more about this. And if you have more questions, I got to take a break. We can bring you back on the other side. So don't go away. Steve's doing fine. We're going to talk about this when we come back. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Don't go away.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The company store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
The CompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Hey, love us. Love us long time. Oh, that's not the title. Do love us, would you? 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Give us a call, all right? Because we've got folks standing by to answer your questions right now. And we got room on the phones for you. In fact, I just checked. Every line is open. I don't know how that happened. We had like three people on hold during the break. People don't want to hang on the break. That's okay. Give us a call back or just give us a call now. 877-PLANNER. Okay, so now we were talking to Steve a moment ago in Los Angeles. Steve's got $1.5 million. He's done very well.
A little bit more than that, but yeah, he added another 140 after
that. Well, that's true. He's got $1.5 million between his personal accounts. He's got $120 in an IRA. And another
125 and an annuity of some sort.
And an annuity, right. So that's building up. He's still contributing. He's got another $140,000 at his company that he's at. And he's going to get, at age 61, $30,000 worth of pensions.
Right.
He's single. He's got no kids, I think he said.
And no debt.
No debt. He owns his home. He's got no heirs that he's saving for. And he wanted to know if, you know, maybe, because he's 56 now, wanted to know if he could retire now.
He wanted to know, do I have to go to 60, 61, or can I somehow figure out a way to pull the plug today? And the answer was, yes, you can pull the plug today. I mean, he said the only expense that he really has is to maybe buy a new truck. He hasn't bought a new truck in a long time. And I'm willing to take you help you go shopping for that truck. You know, whether you're going for the King Ranch Ford or the Denali on the GMC, I'm here to help when it comes to truck shopping. I'm all about the truck. I love it.
And Plum will get you the best one, by the way. And I would suggest the best deal.
My brother likes me to go shopping with him, although my brother will walk away.
Because it's embarrassing.
Because it's embarrassing the way I deal.
A couple of enemies, right.
Yeah. But I have fun. It's a game. They're treating me like a game. I'm treating them like
a game.
Well,
I've seen Carl Salesman cry afterwards.
You show up with an HP12C on the payments and all that.
No, they don't like that. Okay, now.
But no, he's in a position where his goals are reasonable. In fact, very reasonable. In fact, he's going to need to pick up some spending habits that he doesn't have now if he ever wants to let this have any chance of running out of money. It won't. He's in a position where even if he screwed it up, he'll probably be okay. It'd be really hard to screw it up enough that he would ever run out of money because his goals are very reasonable. He has a pension. He will have Social Security. So much of his needs, by the time he gets to 62, 66, or whatever whenever he wants to take his Social Security, almost all of his needs are going to be taken care of by those income streams, and he'll still have a big chunk of money. Now, why? Yeah. Because he started early. He accumulated. He lived within his means, and he accumulated a very nice nest egg. So he's in great shape.
He's in great shape for those two reasons. You said because he started early accumulating. Yes. On the other side, the other vital part of this is that in his case, he doesn't need a whole lot. He's not going to be taking a whole lot. Now, there are ways, Professor Plum, for people with even $1.5 million to mess it up. Now, well, we were going to talk about the distribution phase, which is what this is, after the accumulation phase. But let's, since we took Steve's call on this.
Other people will say, well, maybe I accumulated too much. I don't think you can accumulate too much. He was setting himself up to retire at age 60, but he accumulated a little bit more maybe than he expected to, and it gave him the option to retire early. That's not a bad option to have. It doesn't mean that he has to retire. The fact that he has accumulated enough money to retire at an early age doesn't mean he has to. He can keep working if he wants to. But doing it the other way around, where you don't accumulate enough, doesn't give you the option. You have to work until a specific age, even if you don't want to. Now it's his choice. Choices are good. And so he'll be able to retire. He can, you know, set it up, but he does need to set it up correctly. So to be able to take a distribution, he wants to be able to set up his buckets to be able to create that cash flow, whether it's $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, whatever he ends up deciding on. He wants to be able to have that coming out, payable to his bank account yep. every month, regardless of what the market is doing. The stock market, the bond market, the real estate market, the interest rates, the government. He needs a plan that will allow him to just enjoy his life.
Now, I don't know we didn't go into his asset allocation, so we don't know where he has mutual funds and all that kind of stuff. Somebody should look at that and talk to him about it. But with as little as he needs, as you said, it would be tough for him to really mess it up. But on the other hand...
But you really, even if you have enough money, you don't like to see losses.
No, you don't. Now, there are ways, though, Professor Plum, that somebody even with $1.5 million that only needs $60,000 or $70,000 per year to live off of, that they could mess this up. And one of the ways that we've seen, that you've seen, where they do this is, they have $1.5 million, they have a whole lot of it in equities and volatile assets, and they start taking money out of it systematically.
Well, they do exactly the opposite of what they were doing when they were accumulating assets.
And then the market crashes.
Everything they hear about is that the allocation controls 92%. This is an old study. I don't know what year it came out, but it's been around for a long time. The allocation dictates 92% of your overall long-term rate of return. And while that may be well and true, it isn't the only thing you have to worry about. How you distribute assets also plays a role.
So how can it get messed up?
So they take what they were doing for the accumulation strategy, a nice pretty pie chart, all nice and managed as one portfolio. And as you get closer to your retirement date or your distribution date, you change your allocation from an aggressive allocation to a more conservative allocation. But you just keep funding into it, which may or may not be the best way to do it. But then when you get to retirement or when you get to whatever that distribution event is, you just turn the income flow the opposite way. Instead of putting money into it, you turn around and say, send me a check for X amount of dollars per month and just keep sending it to me. And so that's where the 4% rule, the 4.5% rule, whatever you want to call it, came into play. Does that actually work? It's where the later people are saying now it should only be a little bit less than 2% or right around 2%, because the asset allocation is volatile. Even the shorter term bonds, even the all the different things you've got going on, there's some volatility to it. And if you're taking money out of a portfolio, even I don't care how well balanced it is, if it has any volatility within any of the sectors, you're ultimately selling something when it's down. You sell something when it's down, it can never recover. And so while we look at long-term historical rates of return of X, that's only if you leave it alone. If you start distributing money when the market is down, you can't reach that X because those monies can't recover.
Yeah.
Also, you're not buying into it with the income that's being generated from the portfolio, whether it's being coming from interest or dividends. That isn't buying more shares in the downturn and letting that also recover. You're stripping out all of that, and so you have a hard time. You're doing the exact opposite of what was helping you while we were building the portfolio, dollar cost averaging. We're doing the exact opposite of that and hurting ourselves by doing a reverse dollar cost averaging.
Yeah, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. If you've got questions on this or anything else, give us a call. We've seen this. Somebody has $1.5 million, Professor Plum. Seems like a lot of money.
Right.
They're only going to take, call it $75,000 a year out of that portfolio. 5% distribution, right?
Yeah.
You would think that's okay. Now, what they have, let's take an extreme example. They've got, they have 50% bonds and 50% stocks, something like that.
Right.
50%. And what they're doing is they're taking $75,000 a year out of this 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds.
Now, we know the half that's invested in bonds is not earning $75,000 in interest.
No.
That would be a 10% yield.
No, it is not. That much we know.
And so something has to be sold, whether it's the bonds that are being sold or the stocks that are being sold, that to create the rest of the money available to distribute the $75,000 a year.
That person retires next year, 2 years, whatever it is, and let's say the market drops. Let's say for the first 5 years that they retire, there were two bad years. The first couple of years were really bad. His okay. This person's $1.5 million, where they're taking $75,000 out, has now started to drop considerably.
Right.
Because we had, you know, a 10% downturn, whatever, 12%.
Plus, we were taking 5% a year out.
Exactly.
We took 5% the first year, and it dropped 10, so we're now we're down 15. We took now 6 or 7% out, $75,000 of a lower number, and it dropped another 10 because we had two back-to-back years, like maybe 2000, well, not even as bad as 2000 and 2001.
Doesn't have to be that bad.
Now we're down to about, you know, 70% or 65% of the money left.
And what you've seen, even if the market recovers and has some good years over the next 17, 18, 19 years, we've seen this, Professor Plum, where it's still taking the $75,000 a year out of this declining now portfolio because there's no safety in it that you're taking out of. This person could be out of money in 18 years, 19 years, $1.5 million.
Well, if it's down to that 65% mark, 65% of what we started with, because we took those, you know, distributions for a couple of years and it went down a little bit for the first couple of years, now you've got to get a better than 8% return just to break even.
Exactly.
That isn't all that easy, especially if half of it's in bonds that's only earning 3 or 4%.
So the other side's got to earn a whole lot more than that.
It's got to be doing 12 or better. I mean, if you're averaging it out, come on, the math is very straightforward. It's not an I before E thing. This is
you want to try to get safely. I mean, you want to try to get 12% a year.
It's not happening.
It's
on
not
a safe
happening.
Zone.
No.
So,
now,
unfortunately, that's what a lot of people do.
That's right, and that's how you can mess up $1.5 million. Potential solution. We're going to tell you about it when we come back. All right, 877 Planner. Our number, PLANNER. You don't want to run out of money before you run out of time, which is why we're talking about this. Give us a call. Any money topic you have, any money question, we're here to help you out. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, talking to you more when we come back.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
All right. Bucket Strategy Investing. We had some great calls so far today. Talking to you about your money. There's another hour coming up of the program, so we'd love to hear from you. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Do have some room on the phones right now. Whatever money question you have, maybe it has to do with retirement. Do you have enough money to retire? We've already had a couple of those questions so far today. Do I have enough money to retire? The callers we've talked to, fortunately, Professor Plum did.
So far,
one
yes.
One of them, yes. Steve had more than enough to retire. Now, before the break, I mentioned this. You have $1.5 million. You figure you're going to take $75,000 a year out of your portfolio. You're taking it out of a 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds. Problem is, you retire, you start doing this. The market has some down years the first couple of years that you retire. You're still taking $75,000 out. Next thing you know, you're taking way more than 5% because your portfolio is down. And next thing you know, beyond that, you could run out of money in 15, 18, 19 years, something like that. You could have run out of money after $1.5 million. Now,
there's ways to rectify that.
Well, let's talk about that. The first thing
you have to do is make sure that you wait to retire until you know that the next 4 or 5 years are going to be positive, better than expected average returns on your portfolio, so that you never have to worry about taking out more than what it's already earning.
Yes, look into the future and
predict
know
it
for
precisely
sure.
And guarantee your future that way.
Now,
because the next 4 or 5 years have a big impact on what happens for the rest of the 30 years of your retirement.
Okay, now you say, what? I can't predict it. Of course you can't.
Am I being sarcastic?
You're being more than sarcastic.
Okay.
Let's give them the real solution.
Make sure you don't sell anything when it's down. That sounds relatively simple, right? But not if you have a portfolio that can go down at any time for any reason that you have no control over.
But I need to live. How am I supposed to not sell stuff when I need to live off this money?
The proponents of that type of pro-rata distribution just say, well,
take a cut and
spend less money. When the market's down, either spend less money when the market's down or just don't spend any money when the market's down. Well, two things happen, a problem with that. First off, I have bills that I probably have to pay. And the other side of it is that how I really want to retire? I want to take a pay cut just because the market, something that is totally out of my control, is down at the time? No, when you retire or when you have a distribution event, you want to do it on your terms. And the only way to do that is to create a pool, bucket, whatever you want to call it, of safer money, money that does not have the potential for going down in value, set off to the side, and draw from that only. have enough time horizon with that safer side of the accounts that the market goes down and has a time horizon to recover. Now, what is an appropriate time horizon? I've read in some of the more popular websites for financial planning that you need at least 2 years worth of money in a safe account. Yes, at least 2 years, more than 2 years. 2 years is not enough. If you set 2 years aside in 2007, you needed to start selling some of the assets in your portfolio in 2009. Not a good time. If you had set 2 years aside in 1999, and back then we were having problems with people saying, oh, conservatively, the market goes up 20% a year. No, it doesn't. So 2 years, in 1999, you would have been selling assets in 2001, 2002. Heck, even if you had 4 years, you were selling it in 2003, 2004, before the market had a chance to recover. So 2 years is not enough. 4 years, it's a good start, but it's not enough. You need a longer time horizon of safer assets to be able to draw down principal and interest from for a period of time to get you through a bad market downturn. Now, we were lucky in 2008. I know somebody's going, we were lucky? Yeah, because it didn't last that long. 2008 was a very dramatic drop, but it recovered fairly quickly as well. And it was only a dramatic drop if you had to sell or emotionally had to sell when the market was down. If you held on until 2015, you did okay. Wasn't the best 7 year period in time, but you were positive. And so we want to have a long enough time horizon. Now, how long of a time horizon? That's a discussion point.
Yeah.
But it's more than four.
Absolutely. We'll continue more of this. I want to get a couple more calls in before the top of the hour. 877-PLANNER. Let's move next to Roy in Fresno, California. Hi, Roy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Pretty good.
How can we help you?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how I can make investments on the money that I'm saving from my retirement.
Okay. Tell us about what you're doing.
Pardon again, I didn't hear you.
Well, turn your radio down in the background and then tell us what you're doing so far. How old are you, Roy?
I'm 63.
Okay. And what have you accumulated so far in investment assets total?
Investments, I guess you could say I have, let me put it, two homes, one that I reside in, one as a rental. I've got a place in Cayucas, but it's not a home, it's a trailer.
More of a vacation place?
Yes.
Okay.
Two vacation places. I also have a motorhome that I use as a vacation. I am retired at this moment. I'm living off my union pension. My Social Security that I'm bringing in, I'm just saving completely because I'm already budgeted on my union pension.
Okay, so what's the problem? It sounds like you've got more money than you know what to do with.
Well, sometimes I think so, but I'd like to invest, make my union, my Social Security investments grow for me. I don't know. I was thinking maybe like putting it in 6 months or year CDs. I'm just trying to figure out. You know, I'm not
Yeah. So how much have you accumulated so far on saving? You've only been doing it a year or so. How much have
I've accumulated already $15,000.
Okay. And do you have any other assets, not real estate, but stocks, bonds, cash, traditional investment assets?
Annuity fund.
An annuity fund. How much is in that?
$27,000.
Okay. Do you know what kind of an annuity it is, fixed or variable?
That I'm not too sure, but it's I accumulated that through my union.
Okay. Okay. So that's a union annuity. Okay. That's you could maybe roll that to an IRA or leave it where it is. It's probably more of the variable style. So now the question is, how long before you need to use some of this money? $15,000, I think. I want to keep fairly safe. I want to have an emergency fund so that if something happens and I need to get a hold of some money very quickly, more than $1,000 or $2,000, that's where I want to get it.
So I tell you what. Hey, Roy, I'm sorry. I got to take a break. I don't want you to go away because we got more to say, and we're going to help you out with this. So please don't go away. If you can hang on just a minute or so, we're going to talk to you more about this, give you some of the advice that you need. We may need a little bit more information. So hold on. Please don't go away. If you need the brain trust off the air, You can talk to Professor Rick Plummer, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, about your situation. 800-644-1150. Don't try this stuff yourself, folks. It doesn't work. Another hour is just ahead. Don't go away. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.